The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and with him all Jerusalem. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. After being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Wow! It is so incredibly bright in here. Can you see it? Please say yes.
Yes.
It's amazing how bright it is. The light is overwhelming. It's shining down on us. Did you hear what Isaiah just told us?
Yes.
Did you hear it or not?
Yes.
I will remind you again. Rise in splendor. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines on
you.
Let's hear it. You. The glory of the Lord shines on you. Yes, today especially. See, darkness covers the earth and thick clouds the peoples. But upon you, the Lord shines. Nations shall walk in your light. You shall be radiant. Upon you, the Lord shines. The Feast of Epiphany reminds us that Christ is the light to all the nations. His light didn't just come to shine on the Jewish people. It came to shine on everyone, and especially upon us. God's light shines here and now. The question is, do we see it? Do we recognize the light of Christ that shines on us? That's here with us. You said you saw it, yes?
Yes.
Good. A couple thousand years ago was a little bit different. Thank goodness for the Magi. Those men from the east who traveled a long, long distance looking for what? The Christ. Following what? A star. They were the ones who saw the light and took that long, arduous journey all the way to Jerusalem. And I'm sure many people in their day and age thought they were a little bit out of their minds. You're looking for what? For where? But they went. And then they arrive practically right under the star, and Herod and all of the people in Jerusalem don't even notice it.
What star? What are you talking about?
They got to go look it up. Why did the Magi see the star and the light, and Herod and Jerusalem did not? It's a good question. Part of it is they weren't looking for it. Part of it is Herod and others were caught up in their own business, their own concerns. They weren't looking for the light, and they chose to stay in the darkness. Well, what about us? Are we sometimes caught up in our own concerns? Yup, we sure are. Sometimes we don't open our eyes to see the light. And Epiphany tells us that God's light is here now. God's light shines on us and in us. You and I reflect the light of Christ. Think about that for just a moment. When you walk out of here today, whoever you meet and see, you will reflect the light of Christ. Wow. Isn't that amazing? But a lot of times we're just simply not aware of it, that we are reflecting God's light here in one another. God's light is seen in the word that we just heard proclaimed, in the bread and wine that becomes for us the body and blood of Christ. Epiphany sings to us that God's light is here now. And so we're invited to recognize it and to see it. To see it in the people that we love. To see it in the smile of a stranger or the eyes of the elderly. To see it in the playfulness of a child. And even to see it in people that annoy us and irritate us. The gift of Epiphany tells us God's light is here now. See it and rejoice. Thomas Merton, the well-known monk and author, had a revelation of that light in his life when he was on a simple errand for the monastery in downtown Louisville. And this is what he wrote. At the corner of 4th and Walnut, in the center of the shopping district, I was suddenly overwhelmed with the realization that I loved all those people, that they were mine and I was theirs, that we could not be alien to one another, even though we were total strangers. It was like waking from a dream of separateness. And he reflected further. There's no way of telling people that they are walking around shining like the sun. Think about that for a moment. If you said that to somebody, they think you're crazy, right? But that's the truth. There's no way of telling people they are walking around shining like the sun. There are no strangers. The gate of heaven is everywhere, including right here at St. John Vianney. Amen?